Baling and storage important in hay nutrient quality. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Burniston. A wet spring may spell trouble for some hay, but proper baling and storage of hay now harvested for winter use will keep nutrient levels high.
Hay harvest in many parts of the country has been delayed due to unusually wet weather. However, Purdue University Extension's Ron Lemonager says hay harvested now for winter use could lose valuable nutrients.
We've got a couple factors going on this year that create this problem. In a majority of the country, we've had a significant amount of rain, and that has delayed first cutting of our hay crops, and we've had difficulty finding that three-day window to be able to get hay cured without rain on it. And so we've got the advanced maturity on one hand, and then we've got the rain that may be falling on these hay crops once they've been cut and washing away some of the soluble nutrients that are pretty valuable. And so it's kind of a two-edged sword here.
He says that is why proper baling and storage is key to assure quality nutrient levels in hay. First, for baling,
proper cutting whenever we can, and Mother Nature obviously throws all kinds of curveballs at us, but if we can harvest this hay at the right stage of maturity, then we're going to have a higher nutrient quality.
And as for storage, Lemonager says the ideal is storing hay indoors, which is in some cases not an option for producers dealing with large round bales. So alternatives could be items such as net wrap or putting bales on tires, telephone poles, or crushed rock to prevent wicking. And he adds that bales stored outdoors should be placed in a north-south direction to assure even drying. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And Tennessee farmers can take advantage of Tennessee's Ag Enhancement Program to apply for cost-share opportunities. Check out the Tennessee Department of Agriculture's website for more details. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.